This is 90.3 KZU. I'm David Wittrock. After more than 20 years of planning, the Central Coast Veterans Cemetery on the former Fort Ord has finally had its ceremonial groundbreaking. It's a sign that work is getting started. But as KZU's Krista Almanzon reports, this project is still going to need long-term community support.
The military is in Wilma Hall McKenzie's blood.
I've been an Army brat all my life. My dad was in the Army for 30 years, and my husbands were both in the Army.
She first moved to the Central Coast in 1953 when her father was stationed at Fort Ord. Life as a military daughter and later a military wife has taken her all over the world, but always brought her back here. So when her mom died in 2000, then her dad in 2009, and her second husband in 2012, there was really no question as to what to do with their ashes.
I'm hanging on to them. I'm keeping them at home until the cemetery opens.
The Central Coast Veterans Cemetery ceremonially broke ground last week on open space on the former Fort Ord. Hall McKenzie is one of several dozen Monterey Peninsula widows who have saved ashes waiting for the day when the cemetery finally opens.
It's home, you know. Just knowing that they're close is comforting.
This is sort of the simple dream that became the impossible dream.
That's Congressman Sam Farr at the groundbreaking event.
We thought, you know, we got base closure. It's federally owned land. They can transfer the land free to the Department of Veterans Affairs. Veterans Affairs builds veteran cemeteries. No brainer.
But with a veteran cemetery about 70 miles away in the Central Valley, the VA had no interest in building one here. So the approach that ultimately worked was getting the state to build it with a combination of federal, local, and state funds. About $9.4 million, enough to build phase one of the project, which is set to open in July of next year. It includes construction of the main entrance, roads, and a vault with 5,000 spots for cremated remains. Phase two of the project will include in-ground burials. Carmel Mayor Jason Burnett works on the capital campaign that helped raise the local money.
The full build-out will be roughly an additional $20 million, and so we are starting our effort on that now.
That effort recently got a $1.1 million donation from the estate of a Watsonville couple, and Burnett says completing phase one will put this project at the front of the line for future state and federal funding. But to complete the full build-out of all 78 acres, the federal government also has to see a need.
I think there clearly is the need because of all the men and women who've served here, all the men and women, all the veterans and their families who call the Central Coast their home, and recognizing that this is the only available veteran cemetery anywhere on this part of the Central Coast.
The Central Coast Veterans Cemetery Foundation has an informal list of people who want this to be their final resting place. So far, there are about 250 people from across the country. And there are also the local widows, like Judith Canonis. Her husband Abel served in the Navy and spent the last years of his life working with other local veterans to make this cemetery a reality. So when she places his ashes in the cemetery next year, it will not be the end.
I'm not going to stop at that point because there's so much more that has to be done for those that will be on ground burial. And we can't stop at the ashes. We have to go on and get the rest done.
As the former Fort Ord ushers in a new era with new housing, businesses, and recreational trails, for many veterans, it seems only appropriate that there's this piece of land to honor its history. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.